made craters in the dirt.
Yeah, right,
said Cohen. A most strange phenomenon. Warriors rising out of the ground. The craters joined up. It felt as though the drops were joining up as well. The rain began to pour down.
Dunno, said Cohen, watching a ragged platoon flee past. Never been here before. Perhaps this happens a lot.
I mean, it's just like that myth about the man who sewed dragons' teeth and terrible fighting skeletons came up.
I don't believe that, said Caleb, as they jogged after Cohen.
Why not? If you sew dragons' teeth, you should get dragons, not fighting skeletons.
What did it say on the packet?
I don't know. The myth never said anything about them coming in a packet.
Should have said, comes up dragons on the packet.
You can't believe myths, said Cohen. I should know.
Right, there he is, he added, pointing to a distant horseman. The whole plain was in turmoil now. The Red Warriors were only the start. The alliance of the five warlords was glass fragile in any case, and panicky flight was instantly interpreted as a sneak attack. No one paid any attention to the horde. They didn't have any coloured pennants or gongs. They weren't traditional enemies. And besides, the soil was now mud, and the mud flew, and everyone from the waist down was the same colour, and this was rising.
What are we doing, Genghis? Said Mr. Savaloy.
We are heading back for the palace.
Why?
Because that's where Hong's gone.
But there's this astonishing...
Look, Teach, I've seen walking trees and spider gods and big green things with teeth, said Cohen. It's no good going round saying astonishing all the time. Ain't that so, Truckle?
Right. Do you know, when I went after the five-headed vampire goat over in Skund, they said I shouldn't on account of it being an endangered species. I said, yes, that was down to me. Were they grateful?
said Caleb.
Should have thanked you, giving them all those endangered species to worry about. Turn around and go home right now, soldier boy.
A group of soldiers, fighting to get away from the Red Warriors, skidded in the mud, started in terror at the horde, and headed off in a new direction. Truckle stopped for breath, rain streaming off his beard.
I can't be having with this running, though, he said. Not hand push Hamish's wheelchair in all this mud. Let's have a breather.
What?
Stop him for a breather, said Cohen. My gods, I never thought I'd see the day. A hero having a rest. Did Volton the Indestructible have a bit of a rest?
He's having one now. He's dead, Genghis, said Caleb.
Cohen hesitated.
What? Old Volton?
Didn't you know? And the immortal Jenkins?
Jenkins isn't dead. I saw him only last year.
But he's dead now. All the heroes are dead except us. And I ain't too sure about me, too.
Cohen splashed forward and snatched Caleb upright by his shirt.
What about Harun? He can't be dead. He's half our age.
Last I heard, he got a job. Sergeant of the Guard somewhere.
Sergeant of the Guard? Said Cohen.
What, for pay?
Yep.
But what, like, for pay?
He told me he might make captain next year. He said it's a job with a pension.
Cohen released his grip.
There's not many of us now, Cohen, said Truckle.
Cohen spun round.
All right, but there's never been many of us, and I ain't dying. Not if it means the world's taken over by bastards like Hong who don't know what a chieftain is. Scum. That's what he called his soldiers, scum. It's like that bloody civilised game you showed us, Teach.
Chairs?
Right. The prawns are just there to be slaughtered by the other side, while the king just hangs around at the back.
Yeah, but the other side's you, Cohen.
Right. Well, yes, that's fine when I'm the enemy, but I don't shove men in front of me to get killed instead of me, and I never use bows and them dog things. When I kill someone, it's up close and personal. Armies? Bloody tactics? There's only one way to fight, and that's everyone charging all at once, waving their swords and shouting. Now, on your feet, and let's get after him.
It's been a long morning, Genghis, said Boy Willie.
Don't give me that. I could do with the lavatory. It's all this rain.
Let's get Hong first.
If he's hiding in the privy, that's fine by me.
They reached the city gates. They had been shut. Hundreds of people, citizens as well as guards, watched them from the walls. Cohen waved a finger at them. Now,
I ain't going to say this twice.